Meanwhile, a local high school senior is turning his passion for farming into a national level achievement. His name is Owen Hemling, an 18-year-old student at Beaver Dam High School. He's not only a teacher's assistant in the agriculture class, but also a rising star in the FFA, Future Farmers of America, at the National Agri-Science Fair.
For me, this Agri-Science Fair is the best way I can, you know, utilize my skills to give back to agriculture and to my community. Something that I'm going to be doing in the future. I think it's super important to support our farmers.
By the time Owen was 12, he had already started his own poultry business, competing in country fairs and learning ins and outs of running a farm.
So we are on a corner of one of their fields, 2 acres. We built a house and then built a kind of a barn type shed for our coop. And so that's where we've been housing all of our poultry. So we're still, you know, if we ever need anything or if they ever need help on the farm, we're right there. We could bike when we're younger. And now I can drive the two of us over there.
He's talking about his brother. So his brother was 9. He was 12 when they started this business.
Oh my gosh.
Now they have hundreds of chickens that they're raising at the poultry farm. By the way, if you text WATCH to 855-616-1620, WATCH to our setting limited talk and text line, you can see a great photo. One of those photos is not correct. And I want to talk about his dedication and curiosity that has taken him this far. Owen recently competed in the Animal Systems Division at the National Agri-Science Fair. His project focused on a cost-benefit analysis of reducing ammonia levels in poultry farms. So they're droppings, okay? Mm-hmm. It not only makes the farms cleaner, but healthier and more profitable. And here's what he found with his research.
I tested that alone by itself. I tested it with just pine beddings. I tested it with pine beddings and like barn lime. And then two other commercial products, PDZ and Parlor Pal, to see how much ammonia was emitted so I could determine which would be the best way of reducing the amount of ammonia produced so that I could recommend that producers use the lime with the pine beddings because that had the second most decrease out of any of the things, but it was also the cheapest, right? Mm-hmm. I included that in my research because I feel like it's super important to not only show what the true best way to reduce ammonia is, mm-hmm. but also to show the most economical and most efficient way.
How smart is he?
So super smart.
Parlor Pal, which was number one, is used in horse barns. That was the best, but the most expensive. So he went with pine beddings, which is lime with pine. And then to go over again one more time, PDZ powder. I was wondering what that is. It's spread to the ground to reduce ammonia. It has calcium-based rocks that are porous to trap the gases. So I thought that his research was really cool, and he's from Beaver Dam. So he's a reminder of the importance of supporting our local farmers, dedication, innovation for the next generation.
Farmers are the backbone of our country, and to make sure they're supported in a way where they can continue to produce food, crops, and all the things that they do for our country, I think is super important.
His favorite fun chicken that he has, not the poultry kind. You can see a photo of it if you text WATCH to 855-616-1620. They're the Rhode Island Reds. They lay a lot of eggs, very hardy in the winter. So they still lay in the winter. And so he's been breeding those and showing those for years.
Those three birds are beautiful if you text the word WATCH.